This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Stated time for the committee today because we just have one bill to deal with, and we're going to at this time call the Senate Education to order. We want to welcome each and every person here. It looks like we do have some visitors. We'll have a little bit of time, just a little bit, to for introduction of any visitors. We want to greet all of our internet listeners, those who are listening across the state of South Dakota to this committee hearing that, again, is going to starting here at 9 o'clock. I'd just like to remind people that we'd like to have no cell phones going off in the committee room. Most people who chair different committees just establish a fine system. So if your cell phone goes off, and mine has not in this committee, but one other time in another meeting, it'll cost you a little bit of money, it's $20, and we donate that to the Special Olympics. Okay, it doesn't go in my pocket or any of the committee members. It'll go to the Special Olympics. So we'll just leave it at that and hope your cell phones don't go off. At this time, we're going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Jensen?
Here.
Klum?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Soholt excused. Heinert excused. Solano?
Here.
Bolin?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. At this time, I'd entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. So moved by, I believe, Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Klum. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no opposed, the minutes of the last meeting have been approved. We want to remind all the testifiers, people who will be testifying on this bill, if you would please sign up at the podium right there by the door. And if you are a lobbyist, we ask that you have your badge, that you're wearing your badge, and that it be displayed so that people can know what organization you are you're representing. We want to make sure that if you have any handouts on the bill to be considered today, that you do that through the pages that are here. And at this time, we'd like the pages to come up to the witness box and give us your name, the town you're from, school you attend, and any of your plans for the future.
Hello, my name is Ellie Moon. I'm a senior from Wall, and I will be attending SDSU next year for animal science.
Very good.
Good morning. I'm Ellen Lewis from Howard. I go to Howard High School, and next year I plan on attending University of Minnesota for biomedical engineering.
Very good. And I have to ask this young lady here from Wall. Do you know Mr. Anderson, who's the football coach there?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. He's from my area originally, so I know Mr. Anderson pretty well. So glad you're here. At this time, we're going to take just a little brief time. We do each committee meeting just for any personal privileges. And I would just like to invite the individuals wearing the green vests. If one of you would like to stand up and just introduce your group. You don't have to give us your name. Just
your... Kevin
from Terrific. Thank you. And we've got other members of the REA here, and we're glad for your involvement and all the things that you do for the great state of South Dakota as well. So thank you for being here and seeing democracy in action. Senator Jensen, please, granted.
Former Senator Bill Shorman's here in the back, I believe.
Very good. Absolutely. Thank you, Senator Jensen, for introducing Mr. Shorma. Appreciate that very much. All right. We have one bill to hear today on our schedule, and that's House Bill 1122. And this is an act to clarify certain provisions regarding the process to be excused from public school attendance. I'll read that one more time. An act to clarify certain provisions regarding the process to be excused from public school attendance. At this time, we're going to have proponent testimony. Those who are in favor of this particular bill, if you just step right up there and deliver your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sue Peterson, District 13 House. I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me or not, but may I have a personal privilege to?
I will grant this to you.
Thank you very much. I would like to introduce my husband, former State Representative Bill Peterson.
Okay. He's put his hand up. Senator Monroe, we're going
to... Thank you. I'd like just to add to that. I just know him. We were in, 20-some years ago? And he's a good man. Eventually he became, part majority leader over there? Yeah. And so, anyway.
Thank you, Senator Monroe.
Let you know that.
Appreciate that. All right. Representative Peterson, the current Representative Peterson, if you would proceed.
Thank you very much. You have before you what I'm hoping is a lot easier and less time-consuming than what we went through last week. This is House Bill 1122. This is a cleanup bill. This went through House Education 15-0. It was on the consent calendar in the House and went through there 68-0 or something like that. So we worked with the department on this, and they have not been opposed. So this basically, in 2011, the law was changed that stated that homeschool parents do not file an application with the school board. They file a notification. There's a certificate of exemption, and they don't have to apply to the school board for that. They just notify the school board that they are going to homeschool their child, and they provide a certain amount of information on that form. And just different sections of the code did not get changed to reflect that. So all we're doing today is just reflecting that change in all the applicable areas of the code. So you will see before you in all the different sections where it says application, that has been lined out, and you will see the words notification or a notification. The other thing that LRC did inform me when they are making changes to law, they go through and just update it for grammar or make things consistent. So you'll see that school boards is changed to a school board. They're making things singular instead of plural. So just so the wording is consistent. Basically, that is all that you see. So I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Other proponents, other individuals in favor of the passage of House Bill 1122.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Norman Woods, Family Heritage Alliance Action. We're here to ask for your support of the bill. When I first saw the bill, my first reaction was, well, no, this is kind of current practice. It's not even needed. I was homeschooled all the way through. My dad used to be the president of South Dakota Christian Home Educators. And I saw the difference between notification, application. I was like, well, no, everybody already knows this. But then I realized, no, there are a few people that don't necessarily know the difference and know that it just serves as a notification. For example, like I said, my dad used to be the president of SDCHE. I remember as a kid one day getting a phone call from a mother that was just beside herself because someone from the school had misunderstood, said there was a problem with the application, and it's been so many days, and now there's truancy. And as a little kid, I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew truancy was a big deal. So we were trying to get in touch with our lawyers, etc. But then mom gets home and says, no, it was just a misunderstanding. It just serves as a notification. And then there's also the military families that move in here. They got to figure this out pretty quickly. They may not have 10 different people to ask questions of, and so this just makes the process a little simpler and just clarifies that it's just simply a notification of, hey, we're going to homeschool our children now. And so we'd ask for your support. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Woods. Other proponents, those in favor of House Bill 1122.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Sarah Valle, and I'm speaking here today on behalf of myself and other families who moved to the great state of South Dakota. I moved here from Florida with a short stop off in Texas, so I intend to make this my permanent home. And I'm also a certified teacher and a member of Christian Home Educators, the State Homeschool Association, and a member of HSLDA. When a family moves, especially a homeschool family, there are many obstacles to overcome. And one of the first things I did when considering a move to South Dakota was to read the laws and to make sure that I could do what I wanted to do in the way that I wanted to do it with as little amount of drama as possible. So upon reading this particular statute, it did give me pause, and I did have to make a few phone calls to people in the state to make sure there wasn't some kind of loophole to prevent me from my application being denied because of the wording in there. And the way the law is currently written, it's more complicated and scary than it really needs to be as a person, as an outsider coming in. And when one says the word application, it kind of implies that it would be, it will be reviewed and accepted or rejected and based on what you put on your form. And that's not the process, and it's inconsistent with the other parts of the statute. And then on, I and other families would appreciate the cleaner language, and so there would be fewer issues in understanding the law. And in closing, the language here needs to be more precise to avoid confusion, and it will help school districts, new homeschoolers, and transplanted service members who homeschool to understand the laws more easily. And I urge you to support in the language being more precise in this law. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're always glad for new residents of South Dakota. At least I am. I think we all are. Other proponents, other individuals who want to speak in favor of House Bill 1122? Seeing none, we're going to close. We're not going to close. We're going to end that, proponent part of the testimony. Now we're going to ask for opponents. Is anyone opposed to House Bill 1122? Are there any individuals who oppose this particular bill, House Bill 1122? Seeing none, we have no opponents. With the prime sponsor's permission, I'm going to waive rebuttal. Unless you, I think we, there's no need for rebuttal since we had no opponents. And so we're going to close the public testimony phase on this particular bill. Do we have questions? Does anyone have any questions? Any committee members? Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the prime sponsor.
Morning, Representative. In your testimony, you said in 2011 we had changed the law to where it just required notification, and you're trying to make it match the rest of the statutes. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what law was you're referencing in 2011?
Mr. Chairman.
Proceed.
Thank you. Senator Heinert, when I first became aware of that change is actually from a form that I filled out as a homeschool parent, which is it's currently called you get it on the Department of Education website, and it's called the Application for Exemption. And if you look right below that, there's a box underneath it that says in 2011, the statute was changed so that you don't need the school board approval. And that's the information that I have. I did not go back and research all of the changes in the law, but I'm just looking to make that consistent. And the department is in concurrence with that, and, you know, they were here and a part of that.
Follow-up?
Continue.
Okay. Well, thank you, Representative. But in 1327.3, it still uses application.
Are you looking at 1122?
I'm looking at statute 1327-3.
Okay. I don't have that in front of me, Senator. 1327.3.
I'm looking at the statute for 1327.3. She's trying to change 1327.2. So now they would be conflicting.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Proceed.
House Bill 1122 also addresses 1327.3. That and we would be changing that as well.
Hold on, iPads are. She's got both.
And 27.7.
And 27.7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chair, thank you. Chair would just use his discretion here. The bill makes changes in 13-27-2. Section 2 makes changes in 13-27-3. And Section 3 makes changes in 13-27-7. Would that be accurate?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
That, if I may add, that was done with the help of LRC. And you know, they were comprehensive in going through and making those changes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there other Other questions from any members of the committee? Any questions from other committee members? Senator Heinert? Okay, very good. Seeing no questions, at this time we're going to move into the discussion and or action phase on House Bill 1122. House Bill 1120. Senator Klum.
Move to pass.
Okay, it's been moved by Senator Klum, do pass on 1122, seconded by Senator Jensen. Senator Klum, discussion on your motion. No discussion, no comments. We have no comments from anyone on the committee here, so we're going to move right to the vote. The secretary will call the roll. We'll have, for those in favor, we'll say aye. Those opposed to this bill will say nay. Proceed.
Senator Jensen?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Unanimous vote.
Okay. Senate Ed Committee, just a second. Senate Ed Committee, Education Committee has passed House Bill 1122 unanimously. Senator Klum.
I move consent.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that House Bill 1122 go on consent. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, House Bill 1122 will go to the floor on the consent calendar. That concludes our agenda for today. There was some discussion, I will say this, by members prior to the meeting that this would be concluded in 15 minutes. We didn't quite make that, but that's okay. The chair entertains a motion to adjourn. It's been moved by Senator Jensen and seconded by Senator Monroe that we adjourn. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing none opposed, committee's adjourned. Thank you.